Welcome to our gathering this morning, and welcome to singing school. We'd like to begin with a prayer, and would you have any concern for us to pray about?
Edgar and Guatemala.
Let's remember Edgar and Guatemala. They're looking forward to having a little baby. Pray that the Lord will bless them with a little child safely, and also take care of Edgar and his health problems. Brother Edgar.
Those that are sick and can't be here.
Amen. Those that are sick. Seems like we have a pretty good size amount of singers this morning, which is nice.
Bless. You can pray for Jay's healing. Keep him in your prayers.
Okay. Jimmy. Let's pray for people. Remember Jimmy Keeling. All right. Brother Mike, would you lead us in the opening prayer?
Father, thank you for this day. And we just pray that your will would be done. Help us, Lord, to hear your voice and just guide us and be with those who need your help today. Edgar and Jimmy, Lord, those who are expecting, all those who are suffering, Lord, who just need help. Just pray, we just pray for them and ask for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, ready to sing again? First of all, I have a little story to tell you. I was in a chorus one time, and we were having regular sessions. And one morning, we were just struggling. This was not going very well. Songs that were just a little bit new, not even completely new. We had sung them before. We were just struggling. It wasn't working out very well. There were people off tune, people off timing. And just wasn't going very well. And in general, no one was singing very strongly either. And we kept going. Our dear leader was just giving it all he had, trying to coach us along, talking about the hymn, talking about the notes. And we tried again. And all of a sudden, in the midst of one of the stanzas, right in the midst of it, he just yelled, "No, no, 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 no," and shut us right down. He said, "We will not," when we all got quieted down, "we will not talk to our neighbor during the hymn." And he had found, in his scanning through the audience, through the chorus, he had found somebody who was part of the problem, talking to his neighbor. And you think either one of those two were singing? Do you? They weren't. You can't talk, whisper to your neighbor. And you can't listen to your neighbor very good while you're still singing. And so, there it was. He had found the problem. I mean, we were stung from his sharp rebuke. But I was glad at least he had found the problem. And we kept going struggling with another hymn or two. And it, just before the last hymn, he went like this. "My heart tells me I was a little hard. Will you forgive me?" And it was quiet. You could have heard a pin drop. And we closed that chorus period. And later, in seclusion, I heard the rest of the boys talking. Some of them in little groups talking. And I heard them say, a number of them say, "He just flew off the handle. He just got mad. Flew off the handle." One of them said, "He just lost it with anger." just like my dad. And we all knew that his dad was excommunicated from the church. And he said, just like my dad. Saw it right there. And I was saddened by that. I mean, justified. We needed it. That young man that got that was called down for that, in two or three days' time, the very leaders of the whole Bible school sent him home because all he was there to do is make trouble. That's what he wanted to do. And they sent him home. He was expelled. And after that, we could sing. And I know the next chorus period, we stood up there. Our leader stood up there. He said, it's a new day. It's a new opportunity. Let's sing. And we sang all glory, laud, and honor. You know that song? That the little children sang. Tells about the triumphal entry of Jesus. And I don't know, that's one of the times I remember singing with a group that, I mean, we just about could see daylight at the eaves of the ceiling where the ceiling was lifting. I mean, we were going for it. And so, a rebuke is in order sometimes. And I went to that, I and a couple of other young men went to that leader and said, you did the right thing. So, especially after we heard the murmurings in the young men who were there to criticize. And that leader taught me so much about hymn appreciation. I actually sat in a class of many sessions about hymn appreciation. And we studied like 10 different hymn books and the history of them, and also of the composers of music and the authors of lyrics, of words. And I treasure that to this day. So let's stand, sing our first hymn, number 19, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord. Ready, bass? Let's hear it. what we were talking about, singing. Charles Wesley said, sing all. There's two words. Sing all. Don't just sing. Sing! You know, sometimes we do things just because they're a chore. But when we praise the Lord, being born of the heart is what makes a joyful sound to Him. That comes from the heart. So yeah, remember Charles Wesley's rules of singing. One of them was, sing all. And that means all of you. I mean, just with everything of God. And we have reason to, real reason to. You can stand again. I think I have 44. Let me get this thing quieted down. Yes, the name of Jesus. Okay, what, on the chorus, what do we do with our volume? Somebody? In the chorus, what does it say we're supposed to do with our volume?
One of you?
Yes, actually, it's not just quiet. That MP would be moderate piano, just a moderate softness. And then, not real soft like PP, which is pianissimo. Then we would have the louder, like he said. And then what? FF.
Fortissimo.
Yes, fortissimo. That's fuertissimo. That's really strong. That is our word in Spanish. Fuertissimo. Very strong. So we build up the chorus. And then, it's worthy praise forever.
The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love His music to repeat. It makes my joy full and complete. The precious name of Jesus.
Just a little bit on this last verse. We're going to sing verse 4. And just follow my hand.
No man can ever tell. Jesus, every
you out this morning. We've got three rest homes to sing in. So maybe another one yet. Did you have a selection you wanted to sing? You ladies can say too. Give them a chance. Amen.
84.
There we go. Count your blessings. We need to do that.
Especially as I was committing it to memory, just I found myself, you know, like through the busyness of the day, just, oh, I need to stop, and I was doing two verses a day. I need to stop and meditate on this, and, you know, I had my verses in my pocket, and I would work on the verses, and I found it was almost an interruption to my day, like, wait a minute, I'm having to say these words and commit them to my memory. But that's a good thing, because it helps you to get your thoughts in the right place, even in moments where you normally wouldn't think about doing that. And the words are so meaningful, because I guess here's my thought of what particularly stood out to me, is in the last verse it talks about, or the last three verses, he says that his hope is in the Lord, from the morning watch even unto the night. And from the morning watch even unto the night, let Israel hope in the Lord. And I just thought how that's such a powerful thing, because our only hope is in the Lord. So if we can always keep that in mind, then he'll help us through our lives. And so that's really part of what stood out to me in the psalm.
One part that stood out to me was where it says that my soul waiteth on the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. And I was talking to Dad about that this morning, and I asked him, why does it say waiteth on them, or waiteth on him more than they who watch for the morning? And he gave me an example about, like in the army, for example, there's the men are, they don't know if they're going to get attacked any minute, and they're just really wanting the morning to come so that they can see their enemy advancing towards them. I just thought that kind of stuck out to me. I thought that was neat.
What stuck out to me was the part that it says, if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I like that. If God forgives, even if we do wrong, there's always forgiveness.
Well, it's like someone smaller crying out from the depths to their Savior, and it's just like them, like a smaller someone that isn't as powerful needs help, and so yeah.
I like the part how in the second verse, if it wasn't for the Lord's forgiveness, how would any of us stand? And but there is forgiveness that he might be feared.
I like the part, kind of like what Jaden and Maury talked about, how it says, but there is forgiveness with the Lord that he may be feared. And yeah, that's, and how we've all done bad things, so but he forgives us, and we all, you know, wouldn't be able to stand because we've done bad things.
I like the part where it says, let Israel hope in the Lord, and he's our only hope. I like that part.
The part where it says, out of the depths I've cried unto thee, reminded me of the book, The Hiding Place, that the two sisters, Corey and Betsy Ten Boom, were in a concentration camp, and they still had faith, and the older sister said, we should tell everyone in the world that no pit is so deep that God's love isn't deeper still. And she said they'd believe them because they were in there. And so she died in the concentration camp, and her younger sister, Corey, tried all her life to keep up to that, telling people about God.
When we memorize verses like that, it helps us, like, understand what they actually mean.
I like how in the starting of it, it says how, like, crying out, and then later it says about waiting for the Lord to come. I like that, because at first it's like they're needing help, and then later they're waiting for it.
I like when the first part, it says, out of the depths I cry unto thee, O Lord, hear my voice. And it's just a nice verse.
Very good. I just might ask, it's a psalm that it's, you know, in a day that people blame God for every sad thing that happens, here's one of his children defending him the whole way. And that watch, they that watch for the morning, I've gone through times where I could not sleep, times in my life where there was just no way sleep would come at all. This was precious in those days, they that watch for the morning. When we're watching for the morning, one thing we can do is wait on the Lord. When we can't sleep, we can wait on Him. I wait for the Lord more than I watch for the morning. And then the third thing is, like some of you commented, that there's forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Well, that goes against what some people think of fearing God. But he's saying that the fact that such a great God that gave so much to us and we rebel against Him, the fact that He could forgive, oh, maybe it's fear. I mean, that is awesome. That is tremendous. That's something that God does, that our Creator, being that much greater than us, our we just cannot naturally do it. Forgive such a great offense that He did.